Grace, mercy, and peace to each of you in the name of our blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is indeed a pleasure to be here today at this seminary community, and I am indeed grateful for the opportunity to be serving you. The word of the Lord from this brief homily is the text that was read a moment ago, but I'd like to highlight it again. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years, to humble you and to test your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then fed you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Thus far, the word of God. As we look at the text, we see the word remember, and it kind of has two shades of meaning to it. One is to recall, to go back in your mind and to recall something that happened previously. And the second thing is, do not forget. The Lord, in speaking to his people, is reminding them of times past and times present, those times in the wilderness when they experienced many, many difficulties, alas, often brought on by their own stubbornness and grumbling. He reminds them not to forget their wilderness experiences and the challenges that they had, for they were a humbling experience, all of them, each of them, but they were meant for their growth, and they were meant for something that was overriding. Do not forget the Lord your God. Do not forget that the Lord your God is with you at all times. And so they wandered around for many, many years. Many, many people amid that great throng of individuals were grumblers and complainers. We know the story of how they complained and even wished themselves back in Egypt, where they at least had enough food to eat and had the protection of those who were over them. But you see, we hear that grumblers and those who love to complain have little time to remember their God. And as we carry this forth several thousand years, it brings us up to today, and it reminds us that there's very little difference between the people in the time of Moses and the people of today. There are people who are trusting in God, and there are people who are also grumbling and complaining to God and to others. It's almost an infection, isn't it, that we delight in complaining? Most likely that problem exists here on the campus. And I'd like to address you students for a moment. Maybe too many papers and you start grumbling about that. Maybe there's too many books to read, or maybe you're worried about the financial aid that's not come forth yet. Where am I going to find all of those things in my memory bank when the professor gives the test with all of those facts? I'm never going to do it. And so the complaining and the grumbling comes about. But it doesn't stop with students. It's also among administrative officials and certainly professors who wonder, are these the same students that we had 20 years ago? Maybe they're not as committed. Maybe they're just not, well, it's just not the way it was or the way it used to be like. The list goes on and on and on, and I would have to say that I have my list as well, so I'm not trying to single any one of you out for attack today. But amid our daily walk, and for most of you, your daily walk is concentrated here at the seminary, where you are learning and learning and learning some more, where you are putting things into your mind that will never be forgotten. Amid that daily walk, be reminded by God when he says, "Do not forget me." He said the same thing to the people in Christ's time. He said the same thing, of course, to the people in Moses' time, and this is the same pattern again and again and again that he gives to his people. Don't forget me. And he reminds us of a few things along the way. Remember that I am your God and that you are my people. Remember that I have numbered you with the saints, that you have been washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ, and through the waters of baptism you have been brought into my family. Remember that I will provide for you in the future, just as I have provided for you in the past. In all things I will sustain you. That is the promise that God gives us, just as he gave to the people in their wilderness wanderings. Every member of the human family, including those who are members of the household of faith, experience difficult times. And more often than not, it is because we brought them on ourselves. But through all of those difficult times, God reminds us from the scriptures that it is a honing and a testing, and that it is a teaching for us so that we might become more humble. Because you see, God is only going to be able to get through us, to us, and use us as his faithful servants if we are humbled. But he reminds us even there, I have not left you, I have not forsaken you, remember me. Those times of challenge that you've experienced in the past were probably times of growth too. Maybe you didn't know where to turn. Maybe you were at wit's end and you were just saying, should I be here at the seminary? I just don't feel like I'm worthy of it. Things aren't going my way. The papers aren't getting done. I'm not doing the work that I'd like to do. Then God comes to you in that still small voice and sometimes shakes you and says, remember that I have put you here for a purpose. Do not forget me. Trust me. That means trust in all things me. Rely on me. We go back to the Lord Jesus Christ and his sufferings. His sufferings were not just exclusively during that time that we remind ourselves at Lent, but his sufferings were throughout his ministry, and one such suffering was during his temptation. Jesus, our Savior, was hungry, and Satan dangles his tidbits and offers his confusing statements. And the Lord Jesus reminds him again, quoting what we had as our text this morning, that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. You see, sometimes we get wrapped up in little pockets, don't we? I need this for my grade. I need more bread on the table for my family. I need the finances if I'm going to survive. And God says, remember me in all things. Everything, all of the provision that I give you and promise to give you, every moment that you have life. As we go through the Lenten season, this is a great opportunity for each of us to recall the things that God has done for us. Just picture for a moment the events in Christ's life during those last several weeks that he was here on earth. Just prior to his arrest, which then goes on to his suffering and to his death. And we remember what God has done for us, remembering the greatest act on his behalf in providing for a scapegoat for our sin. Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, without complaint, without any second thoughts, went willingly to the cross for you and for me, to die for you and for me, and to put all of those shortcomings and those sins and those ugly, ugly parts of our basic nature to death, to the cross with him. But you know, in the midst of our greatest moments of discouragement, the word remember comes out loudly and clearly. And God comes to us crystal clear when he says, remember me and what I have done for you. For I am your deliverer. I am your encourager. I am your discipling father and your loving savior. Don't excise God from any facet of your living, but allow Him to provide for you the great blessings that He has promised. The promises to the people of God who have learned to rely on their God, who remember their God in all that He has done for them. Doing so, you will be blessed immeasurably. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.